Why do people get married? It's a simple question. It's an exceedingly simple question. Why do people get married? Answer me. And think about it for yourself for a minute, okay? Why don't you pause the video for just a moment and ask yourself, why do people get married? Originally, it was because it was only in marriage that you could get regular sex, okay? Before, the social norms were such that only two properly married people could have sex with one another, obviously, okay? People couldn't willy-nilly just have sex with whomever they wanted. That was in the past, but today, that's not the case. You can pretty much have sex with whomever you want, whenever you want, so long as they want to have sex with you, right? Right. And now what about companionship? I mean, I've heard a lot of people say that they get married for companionship. Well, yeah, but you know, you can live with a girl, or a guy if you're a girl or gay. You know, you can live with a girl and nobody says anything, okay? And you can get the companionship that way. So why get married if you can get the companionship without having to get married? You can live with the person. You can even own property together and you don't need to be married. Why get married? I posit that the only reason to get married today in the contemporary society that we're living in is in order to raise children. That's the only reason to get married. And the fact of the matter is, if you're not having children with the woman you're with, then why are you getting married at all? Now let me pause here and do a little parenthesis. See, a man needs a goal in life. It's crucial. People talk about giving meaning to your life. That's totally vacuous. They want meaning. What the fuck is that, okay? Fuck that. What you need is a mountaintop. You need to have a goal. A goal gives a man's life meaning, purpose, a sense of it gives it sense. It makes it rational and logical. Because we men are object-oriented. We need a goal. A goal in the past was we gotta go and hunt the fucking woolly mammoth, right? But today, you can just get food and steak at the supermarket. It's no big deal. So we have to create a goal for ourselves. We have to create a mountaintop. In the past, survival was the goal. But today, survival is easy. And so we have to create these goals. And sometimes it takes a great deal of imagination. Sometimes it's very difficult to find this goal because there are so many things around us that are distracting us, from sort of like locking in and acquiring a goal, a mountaintop. You see what I'm saying? And so that is one of the reasons that so many young people are so unhappy. Because in the past, I'm talking 10,000 years ago, right? Survival was what you needed. And I'll tell you something else, that a lot of times when you are in moments of crisis, I mean real survival mode, and things are really going south for you, later, retrospectively, you'll look back on those really tough times and you'll remember them fondly as the best times of your life. Because when you are struggling to survive, your life has a meaning. It's survival. That's the meaning. But if you already have an easy survival, it's no trick to go to the supermarket to get food, it's no trick to get money from the government or something like that, or live in your mother's basement, you know, for the shelter, right? If it's easy to survive, then you're going to be at sixes and sevens without any purpose and you're going to be depressed. But once you acquire a goal, once you lock in on it, your life all of a sudden just comes together. And you go forward and you're happy. And see, the fact is that having children and having children that you're going to protect and educate and raise, that's a powerful goal. I can tell you in my own case, it is a very powerful goal. It's a powerful goal that has given my life a great deal of meaning. A great deal of meaning. There are other things that I have pursued, but they've been sort of like selfish pursuits. The fact that I work and do so many things for the best interests of my children, that their best interest is my goal, gives my life direction, gives my life meaning. To tell you the truth, I wouldn't have gotten married were it not for the kids that I have with my wife. Yeah, because, you know, just having a wife with no kids, You know, having a regular sex partner with no kids, having a companion with no kids, you know, a best friend, quote unquote, without any kids, that just gets boring after a while. Fuck yeah. I mean, like, in my own case, you know, like, I can get girls. I can get sex. I can get new companionship. And what happens, of course, is that, you know, I make friends with one person and we have a great time and we're really friendly. I'm not talking in a sexual sense. I can be friends with people, men and women, men who I have zero sexual interest in. I can be really good friends with them, but after a while, I get a little tired of them, a little bored with them, and I want to have other friends and develop other relationships with other people. Yeah, that's perfectly natural. It's not that I lack stick-with-itness. It's that, you know, you're friends with somebody, you're companions with somebody, or you're sexual partners with somebody, and after a while you get tired of it, you just get bored, and you want other people. Yeah. But when you have kids, it's a different story. When you have kids with a woman, right, and she also has the children as her project, her goal. Okay, this is very important, of course. Then it makes sense to get married. Yeah, absolutely. Because apart from the legal aspects and the economic benefits of being married, you know, and lower taxes and what have you, right? There is a sense that you have a marriage contract. You are committed to raising these kids. Okay? And it's not some casual little partnership that if it's not working out, you can just break it apart. Uh-uh. Okay? It becomes a much more profound obligation to your wife. Yeah. Because if you're just together, but without any children, it's just a companionate marriage or a sexual marriage, well, then, you know, at the moment that things are just not going all right, you can just dissolve it and move on. But you can't do that if you have kids. Uh-uh. No, if you have kids, it's a lifelong commitment, okay? I mean, regardless of what happens in my relationship with my wife, she and I are always going to be connected for as long as both of us live because we have two children in common. Her children are my children, and we both know it for a fact. And so that common bond will always have us together, irrespective of whether our marriage is happy or not, okay? And the thing is, see, both of us have as the principal priority raising our children. Our children are the most important thing, and we are happy to make a lot of sacrifices for the sake of our children, for the sake of giving to our children certain things that we have and we want them to have, or that we lack and we want them to not lack. See what I'm saying? I mean, in the end, you know, the kids give both people in the marriage a goal. And it's a more profound goal than just living together and being happy, okay? Being happy is not a state. Being happy is an occasional accident, happy accident, happiness. It's an occasional event that happens in your life. You cannot be happy. You experience happiness once in a while when you achieve the things that you want. But see, the thing is, see, as you have children, if you ask a parent at any given moment whether they are happy or not, they're going to tell you, well, no, not really. You know, the kids, you know, they're just fucking annoying. Yeah, that's what they're going to tell you, because I've lived that, you know. My kids, you ask me at any given moment, you know, how are my kids? And I'm going to tell you, you know, they're annoying. And they're a lot of hassle and work and this and that and the expense. I mean, I don't even want to go there, you know. And how on earth is it possible for something that small to be that expensive? I mean, all the stuff that they need, for crying out loud, what the hell, right? Yeah, you ask me in any given moment, sure, that's what I'll say. But when I step back and sort of like, you know, look at the forest and not just the tree, and when I look at all the days and all the growth that I've seen in my children and their development, I feel extraordinarily happy. And it gives me enormous satisfaction. And this is a good thing. This is the only reason to get married, to have that satisfaction of watching children grow, your children grow. Contrast this, of course, with these marriages where the man and the woman get together and they have no intention of having children, and they live together, and it sounds great, right? They go here, they go there, they go on vacations to Tahiti or Bali or wherever the hell, right? And they go skiing in the cool places. They have a great time. Absolutely. The money that they would have spent on the kid, they spend on themselves, and they spend it on toys or experiences. And probably, you know, all these toys that they get, you know, motorcycles or expensive cars or flashy vacations, right, are probably cheaper than the money they would have spent on the kid in terms of, you know, hospital and care and this and that and the other, right? And so you think, well, you know, they're having a better life. No, they're not. They fill their lives with toys and cool experiences, but their lives have no meaning beyond hedonistic pleasure. No meaning whatsoever. And see, especially when you're young, the idea of living hedonistically is very appealing. You know, the idea of just, you know, doing coke and fucking a lot of really good-looking girls and just having a good time and, you know, going here and going there and getting a cool motorcycle and having a cool time. It's extremely appealing to live this hedonistic life. And I myself have lived it, and it was a lot of fun, yeah. But what happens is that, see, as you get older, that kind of hedonistic living, well, it gets old. It gets really old, and it gets really old really fast. In my own case, I never expected that to happen, you know? I thought to myself that, you know, when I was a young guy and I was making it, I was doing well. I thought that, you know, with the money I was making, I'd be having a great time all of my life and it would be great. But what was funny or sad or whatever you want to call it was that when I hit roughly 40, all of a sudden it just seemed kind of empty and stupid. And the idea of, you know, hanging out with my buddies and drinking and chasing girls and all that, just not appealing. Especially because it wasn't a challenge anymore. Okay, a lot of times you discover that living that kind of hedonistic life of chasing girls and having a good time, part of it involves the challenge of it. The challenge of picking up the girl, picking up the hottest girl, okay, learning how to do that. It's a challenge, it's a skill, it's something that you master, right? But once you master it, once you can get the hot girl into bed whenever you want to, then you're left with the actual experience, and the actual experience is just not satisfying. It's not satisfying because it's not a real goal. It's not a real mountaintop. It's not something that you can live your life for. Unlike living your life for your kids. See, that's the only reason to get married. To build a life in order to raise your kids. Your kids will give you satisfaction. At any given moment, they are annoying, but in the overarching view of your life, they give you enormous happiness because they give you a reason to do what you do, to make the sacrifices and put in the effort every day to achieve your financial goals, your emotional goals, whatever goals you have that are necessary to provide for those children. And they make you happy. Yeah. And if you find a woman who has the same goal, or let me rephrase that, who understands that a marriage is not about the man and the woman, the marriage is about building a family. If you find a woman like that, who understands what's going on, the real purpose of a man and a woman coming together, well, you find that woman, you lock her down. You put a ring on her, and you get her pregnant. Yeah, because that one's a keeper.